The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This seems like a fun topic. Let's talk about drunk decisions.
Yeah.
Is this one right now? Yeah.
Coming to work like this.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody in the room has done something.
Hundreds of things.
Okay. But we need the best of the best. Because the story that I just saw is probably one of my favorite stories.
I saw the video and I thought
Are you talking about the seagull?
No.
The seagull's what I'm talking about.
What?
So a woman in England was drunk. She's leaving the pub and she's walking along the street and she sees, she doesn't remember this part, but she sees a broken down seagull.
Broken down.
Like it's hurt.
Oh, baby.
So she picked it up.
This reminds me of my dog.
And took it home.
What? She just
picked it up?
Uh-huh. Because it was hurt enough that it wasn't trying to get away. Now, I don't know if you guys know how big seagulls are, but they're not little.
No.
And if they stretch their wings out, I don't know how this little woman did it.
She said, I'm going to fix it, though. I'm going to nurse it back to health.
What?
Like most women with men.
Yeah. But then while
she's on the street somewhere,
while she slept it off, the bird is just everywhere in her house, pooping and barfing, just doing all hurt bird.
Erica, most men.
Oh, like most men. I thought you were asking for a sound effect and I was no.
Yeah, so then the next day she took the bird to the vet. She learned the bird had bird flu.
Oh. No.
So that bird had spread bird flu.
Oh, gross.
She basically had to clean her house with fire. Because she let a sick bird just.
And you know, when I saw the headline for that, I thought it said she had to bleach her horse. So I'm glad it was her house.
Well, I rode home with the seagull on the back of my horse and then I had to clean. Yeah, so that is a drunk decision.
Yeah.
Because I think if I see a sick bird, right now, stone cold sober.
I'm putting it out of its misery. Yeah. We're done.
We're done with that bird.
I'm just not intervening.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. But drunk, you have it in you just now. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
You a bottle of Kim Crawford, you're going to try to help that bird.
Try not to take down bottles of that anymore, but yeah.
I've watched it with me own eyes.
That's true.
I've seen you. Anyway, that's a drunk decision. Which one were you talking about, Erin?
I was talking about the airport one because I saw a video of it and I thought it happened at DIA.
So some dude commandeered one of the golf carts.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that they're always driving around. And
those,
I was like,
limo golf carts.
Like, you're not supposed to get on it, but then who are they driving around for?
No, I don't know. And then because we're all walking in the way, they're going slower. Yes. Than it's like, if you think you're VIP on that thing, it's not working. If you're genuinely hurt in some way, just get a wheelchair.
Right.
You're going to get through the crowd faster than that damn golf cart. But yeah, he was just hammered and took it over.
He took it through the moving walkways. So it's like one wheel or like one side is up on the glass.
Oh.
And like it is.
Killer. So the video is awesome.
Kind of understand though. Like if you're delayed at an airport, it's late. You're drunk. What else is there to do?
At the airport is when I've made most of my drunken decisions. Yeah.
Right.
Who gets drunk at the airport? That when sounds terrible.
If you're delayed.
Yeah, you have no choice.
For hours and hours, what else are you going to do?
And if you're in one of the lounges where the booze is free.
I'm not that well off.
Bougie. I lost several $1,000 because the moving walkway was right below the Amex lounge.
Oh.
And there was a guy next to me who was equally as plowed. So we began to bet it like they were the horses. Oh. So we were like, girl in the sundress is going to get there faster. And then we're like, go, 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 go. And they're looking up and we're distracting them. And whoever hits the line first. And like we're trading and I lost a ton. I started going
coming around the bends.
Yes, it was.
Was that your drunk decision?
That was my drunk decision. Okay. Oh, yeah, right. Just like, if you've made a stupid decision because of alcohol, but it's funny, we'd like to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I don't necessarily have like a whole, I mean, I've made plenty of horrible decisions while drinking, but this one in college is the funniest. We, you know, go out. There's this one seedy karaoke bar we would go to every freaking weekend. We get home and I get up for class. Oh yeah, it wasn't even a weekend. I was getting up for class. And so I was searching for my tennis shoes to like run out the door. I found my like pink and black running shoe, like my Nike that I had not been wearing the night before in the bathtub. I was never in the bathtub.
You sure you weren't in the bathtub?
I'm certain I wasn't in the bathtub. Okay. And my college roommates and I laugh about that to this day because
you don't know how it
the
got in the bathtub?
The other one was in my bedroom and I put one in the bathtub. It felt important at the time.
Were you trying to convince yourself to shower in the morning? Or like... Sometimes you do leave
little notes for yourself in that way. It's like, you're going to need this shoe,
you
but I want
going,
you to be clean.
We're going hard right now. You need to shower in the morning.
You got to go to the gym tomorrow.
Before you shower. That's why the shoe's in there. So you go to shower and go to work out.
Sometimes drunk you smarter than sober you.
Yeah, because you didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, I never decoded that one.
I don't know. I had friends who...
I'm going to be thinking about that for a little while because it is diabolical and smart, but it's also really dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I had friends. It was senior skip day, and so they all skipped school, and they had a little party, highly illegal. Cops were called. Cops showed up. All the kids scattered, and the kid whose house it was at, he thought, well, they saw me, and they saw me run, so the only way I can get out of this is if I shave my head. Because they saw a kid running away with black hair, and if a bald kid comes back, that's not me.
Oh, my God.
What?
So he shaved his head.
The logic, he just happened to have a shaver?
He went to, like, the neighbor's house, who he knew, and, like, used their clippers, came back with the shaved head. Police were still there, and were like, yeah, it's you. Clearly there's hair all over you, like you just shaved your head.
Oh my God.
And it was the end of the year, so it was right before
the graduation ceremony, all the end of year senior stuff.
And we were like a year behind them, so we were getting texts throughout the day of all this is happening. Like, we're having a party. It's going great. Oh, no. Cops are here. God. Okay. Bo shaved his head. We're like, what is going on?
Oh.
They all got pulled into the office later that day, and we saw him, and he was indeed had a shaved head with hair all over him and stuff. Very itchy looking.
Was it patchy?
He was, yes.
Because he's not, he's in a hurry.
Oh. He's in a hurry and he's inebriated. He's
okay.
Oh, yeah.
These are great ones. We want to hear yours too. What was your drunk decision? 303-222-5423.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for drunk decision stories, and we're noticing a little bit of a pattern.
No, before we go to the phones, can I please read this text? I do think this yes. is from a woman, but it's not confirmed.
Okay.
I saved a DP, a relations-related photo.
Eggplant.
Oh.
I saved a DP, I thought, but then I went to my text feed of my new boss and accidentally pasted the picture of the DP along with my text message.
Oh no.
So
she got a raise.
Worse than that. She got a raise.
Yeah. We have no resolution.
Oh
no.
Wow.
Oh, and she said this was at DIA getting ready to get on a plane.
So she was hammered.
Yes.
And then just got the DP and said, thought and she I was hitting save.
I love a girl who's getting a DP at the airplane at the airport.
Okay. Can we unpack that later?
Yeah.
Austin.
Yeah, I got
it.
Drunk decisions. What happened to you?
So I took a semester off between high school and college, but I had friends that went to college down in Grand Junction, and I decided I was going to go down to visit them. And the one thing that stuck in my head was before I left, my mom said, "Don't get in trouble."
Great advice.
We went out, and we were in one of my buddy's dorms, and we were sitting there drinking, ready to go to some parties. And I proceeded to get a lot more drunk than I wanted to. Mm. And the RA at the hall comes by and knocks on the door and is like, "Hey, we hear music, and it smells like alcohol and weed in here. We're going to have to search the room." And my buddy Edwin slams the door in the RA's face, and turns to us and says, "Hide everything." And... in my head, I'm like, "Oh no, I'm gonna get arrested by the RA and get in trouble, and my mom's gonna be pissed."
Yeah.
So, Edwin lived on the second floor, and he had a balcony.
Oh.
So, I'm like, I'm not getting in trouble. And
you jumped
to the railing, and I jumped, and watching parkour.
Yeah,
out of it.
No. Watching parkour is different than doing parkour.
Yeah, especially when you're.
I ended up working in my favor. I rolled out of it. I looked up at my best friend Will. I was like, That was freaking awesome.
But did you take the drugs with you, idiot?
And also, were you hurt?
And you're using a lot of first names in telling this story.
Oh,
yeah, no, Austin, that was a great decision. Thanks for the call, man. DJ?
Yeah.
Drunk decision. What happened to you?
So me and my roommate were drinking. We thought it was a good idea for me to get on his back and go down two flights of stairs. Very last step, he falls forward. I go flying and scrape my whole face on the asphalt. And now I have a scar right on my eyebrow to prove it.
Oh my gosh, the asphalt. You didn't even do this on like a carpeted surface?
No, it was the outside stairs from our upstairs apartment.
Weirdly, I've always wanted the scar in my eyebrow, that whole Charlie Puth kind of credibility you get with that.
Yeah.
I know I don't have eyebrows.
Get on my shoulders. We'll do it.
Thank you. Tom.
Yay.
Drunk decisions. What'd you do?
So I was drunk and I felt queasy and I threw up in a 12-pack box and we had a bunch of friends around and the friend that came in actually grabbed that 12-pack box and put it on his head as a hat and the puke went all over it.
Tom. No.
Oh, my.
No, Tom,
yeah,
no.
That really happened.
Yes.
You don't puke in boxes that people might wear as hats.
Turn a negative into something positive.
That's pretty funny. Set it down on the table. He came walking in and put it on his ass.
I know, but, like, I'm sorry. Good on you for not barfing everywhere. But, like, now you take your barf away.
Right. You don't leave the barf.
Yeah, you don't leave it on the table. Thanks, man. There's actually a female.
Yay! Woo!
Brianne.
Yay!
Drunk decisions. What was yours?
Well, I used to live in the ghetto, and I parked my car, and I'm like thinking, you know, my apartment almost got broken into at one point. So I thought it'd be a really good idea back in the early 2000s to bring my 100 CD case inside.
Oh, smart.
Inside my apartment, along with other paraphernalia that I had on me, and I put it inside my oven for some weird reason.
Oh boy!
And then the next day, I got up to cook a pizza in the morning.
No.
And I forgot that I put everything in the oven, so CDs? I smelled burning. And there comes all my 100 books of CDs and other things. So it was a really smart decision.
Mm. Are we gonna acknowledge that this was drunk decisions, and she said, I parked my car.
I was trying to.
I'm just burning some CDs.
Oh.
It's getting hot in here.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I keep seeing celebrities' posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!